Hello, friends. Mike Adams here with The Un Sunday Show. These next five episodes here on The Un Sunday Show are going to be talking about William Tyndale and his translation of the New Testament from Greek into English. William Tyndale lived from about 1494 until the time of his murder in 1536. As Tyndale translated the Greek New Testament into the English language, there were five words that he wanted to translate correctly, which the church insisted he translate otherwise. And Tyndale's failure to conform to what the institutional church of his day wanted led to his murder in 1536, outside of Brussels in Belgium. There are five words that the church was angry over that drove the church to kill William Tyndale. And my intention in this series is to cover one word per episode as we work through all five words. But let me give you a short rundown here of those words as we begin. Number one, he insisted on using the word elder instead of priest. Number two, he insisted on using the word congregation instead of church. Number three, he chose to use the word repent instead of do penance. Number four, he thought it more accurate to use the word acknowledge instead of confess. And number five, he determined to use love instead of acts of charity. So in this episode, let's look at word number one, his use of elder instead of priest. Let's get started.
You're listening to The Un Sunday Show.
Leaving behind religious obligation to find a more authentic expression of Christ in us. This is The Un Sunday Show.
As we begin, I want to mention a book to you and recommend a book to you. If you're looking for a biography of the life of William Tyndale in one volume, you're going to like this one. It's called William Tyndale, A Biography, and it's by David Daniel. Daniel is spelled with two L's. It's not a quick read. It's very detailed. It has a lot of information about the life and death of William Tyndale. Nor is it a quick read. It's about 430 pages. And like I said, it contains quite a bit of detail, but it's the best book I've found on William Tyndale. And I'll have a link to it in the show notes below so that you can go grab it if you want to. This book obviously contains a lot more information than I'm going to cover in five podcast episodes. My intention is mainly to concentrate on the words that he chose and the institutional church's response to those words. Tyndale lived from 1494 to 1536, and as I mentioned earlier, he was martyred by the church in 1536 just outside of Brussels in Belgium. The book contains the complete story of that and what led up to it in quite a bit of detail. Tyndale was very well educated. He was fluent in eight languages, and those languages were Latin, Greek, German, French, Hebrew, Spanish, Italian, and probably Welsh. In translating the Bible into English, he spoke of the heresy of failing to dot an I. He was very meticulous and very precise, and very good at bringing one language into another. And his was the first English New Testament translated from the Greek. It's estimated that about 90% of the King James Version is based on the Tyndale version of the Bible. Before his death, Tyndale had finished translating the entire New Testament, the Pentateuch, which is the first five books of the Old Testament, and the Book of Jonah. And then, of course, he was martyred by church leaders in 1536, and his work was incomplete. But the influence he had was on both the King James Version of the Bible and the Miles Coverdale Version of the Bible. But let me set the scene for you a little bit, the context, if you will, of his choosing the word elder as opposed to priest. Tyndale recognized and understood that the Greek word presbyteros is best translated elder. But this went against the grain of the institutional church of his day, which insisted on using the word priest. Presbyteros, which is best translated elder, is different from the Greek word used for priest in the New Testament, which is hereus. Hereus is used in the New Testament in relation to the Old Covenant priests of the time who are ministering in the temple. It's never used for elders or bishops or pastor within the New Testament. And yet the church of his day, because of its hierarchical structure and its reliance upon one priest, was insisting that Tyndale not use the word elder in translating presbyteros, but use the word priest to keep intact that top-down authoritative system, which had been in place for a long time already and was the established order of things. You see, the Church of Tyndale's day had complete authority. The role of the priest in the institutional church setting was vital to preserve that top-down order, to preserve the authority from the top down, and really the priest became another mediator in addition to Jesus. But the work of an Old Covenant priest is completely different than that of a presbyteros, of an elder in the New Testament. Jesus is our priest. Jesus is the one who mediates for us, and there's one mediator between God and men, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. There are no other mediators. He is high priest par excellence. He is the only priest that we have. He is the only priest that we need. He offered a better sacrifice, inaugurating a better covenant based on better promises. And Tyndale saw that. Tyndale saw and recognized the difference between elder and priest, and he saw the danger of retaining the priestly language within the body of Christ, because he understood the body of Christ as a functioning body of equals, with no hierarchy, with no top-down authority, and with no room for a priesthood set up above the supposed laity. Tyndale recognized that the word elder was the correct word for presbyteros because it lent itself to someone gifted with wisdom and experience to care for the local congregation, the local assembly, the local ecclesia. Well, in that church structure of the day, and not unlike church structures that we have today that are still with us, in Tyndale's day, the church structure was the same way, but the church had the sword. The church had the military. And if you failed to obey the church and what they wanted, then the church had the sword and they could kill you. And that's exactly what ended up happening with William Tyndale. And we'll talk about that more in future episodes. But Tyndale stuck to his guns, and he determined to use the word elder instead of priest, and that's exactly what he did in his English translation. And that infuriated the church in his time. The leadership of the established institutional church couldn't allow that to happen, because they couldn't allow for the people, number one, to have the Bible in their language, but number two, to have the Bible in their language, which exposed the fallacy of the top-down authoritative priest system. They couldn't afford to have the people know, the general populace know, that the body of Christ is made up of equals with every member functioning, with every spiritual gift being vital to the functioning of the body of Christ. If they did that, they would lose control, they would lose their power. And so they pressured William Tyndale to, no, don't use the word elder, use the word priest. But again, Tyndale saw that they were two different words in the Greek New Testament. And the word for priest was used exclusively for those old covenant priests in the temple at the time of the writing of the New Testament. And so he drew a line in the sand, I guess you could say, and he said, no, I'm not going to cross over that line. And that's one word that got him in trouble. Simply insisting to use the word elder instead of priest, because presbyteros means elder, or an older person, or someone with more wisdom. And another amazing thing about this is that William Tyndale had to know, he had to know the response he was going to get from the institutional church leaders over this word. And yet, because he wanted to be faithful to his translation of the Greek New Testament into the English language for all the people, he didn't waver, and he used the word elder instead of priest. Here's a quote from the book that gives us a little more insight and a little more detail into Tyndale's reasoning as he translated the New Testament from Greek into English. Quote, "After it had pleased God to put in my mind and also to give me grace to translate this fore-rehearsed New Testament into our English tongue, howsoever we have done it, I supposed it very necessary to put you in remembrance of certain points, which are that you well understand what these words mean. The Old Testament, the New Testament, the Law, the Gospel, Moses, Christ, nature, grace, working and believing, deeds and faith, lest we ascribe to the one that which belongs to the other, and make of Christ Moses. Of the Gospel, Law, despise grace and rob faith, and fall from meek learning into idle deceptions, brawling, and scolding about words. End of quote. So William Tyndale's insight into what he was doing was quite deep, and he was very gifted to be able to do it. He was the one that God chose to translate that first New Testament from Greek into English, and that first third or fourth of the Old Testament from Hebrew into English. And he did it very well, all along the way, striving to remain true to the true meaning, to the original meaning of what was in the Greek New Testament. And by insisting on translating presbyteros as elder instead of priest, as was accepted by the church in his day, it became basically the first building block in the church building a case against him and eventually murdering him in 1536. The bottom line is, words matter. God communicates to us through words, and the words that are there matter. They mean something. One of the things that amazes me in this story, in William Tyndale's story, and in his selection of the word elder and the response of the institutional church to it, is the fact that in institutional religion, conform or nonconformity isn't an option. You have to conform or there will be a price to be paid. In Tyndale's case, the price was his life. As his conflicts with the church in his day rose, as he translated the New Testament from Greek into English, Tyndale began to become more bold in what he was saying and who he was saying things to. Here's a quote from page 279 of the book that I mentioned. As Tyndale insisted that the church of his day was not the true church of Christ, because it had abandoned the teaching of the gospel, and worse, persecuted those who did preach that gospel. In place of a church made up of the hearts of men and women redeemed by Christ, Tyndale saw only a contemporary church containing nothing but a host of outward actions. Words in Latin, gestures, rituals, ceremonies, worship of objects, pilgrimages, tithes, and many more. Tyndale saw an inward church, whereas his opponents saw an outward one. So that's our first word that we're going to take a look at that Tyndale used in translating the Greek New Testament into English, is he chose the word elder over priest, and that didn't sit well with the church in his day. In 1536, as he was getting ready to be burned at the stake by the church leaders, he cried out and said, "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." At which point, the executioner strangled him, and once he was dead, they burned his body. All because he was trying to remain faithful in his interpretation of the Greek New Testament into English by translating the word presbyteros as elder and not priest. Hey, in the next episode, let's talk about his use of congregation instead of church. This is where we'll have a good conversation on ecclesia versus church, and I'm looking forward to it. So I'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us on the Unsunday Show. To be a part of this ongoing conversation, visit us online at unsunday.com.